T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I don't typically do this, but I thought this was so great. Our guests tonight have been described as a bass-heavy duo fusing grime and punk, and this is my favorite. The PRS for Music called them a, quote, a genre-bending amalgamation of raw punk energy, illegal rave electronics, and unapologetic grimy attitude. The Nova Twins are here.
What an introduction!
I love that. I love it. Amalgamation. That is an S. You guys might not know, you're from across the pond, but we have the SATs, the big test in high school.
Oh, okay.
And that's like an SAT word. You got to know what that word means. So, big word on the show to kick off.
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's a chunk for sure.
But it's amazing because, you know, the producers, they print out these, you know, their write-ups on the guests. And I'm a huge fan of you guys, so I didn't really like, I didn't think I would look. But Tom Morello, who, you know, K-Rock listeners know, loves you guys, said that you're the best band in the world that people don't know about yet.
Yeah,
I know. We love Tom, and you know, we had the best time like touring with them. We toured with Prophets of Rage, and it was amazing. And we actually bumped into Be Real today with me.
No way.
We did. Yeah.
Tell him to answer my text. There's a long running thing. We're trying to get Be Real on the show, and I have his number, and he won't answer my text. We're trying to get Cypress Hill, but are you guys fans of that music?
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously, like Rage Against the Machine are incredible, and we just to be able to see like Public Enemy, Cypress Hill, and obviously like Tom Morello, Timmy C, Brad, all in one room creating this like mental energy. And for us, like obviously, like you didn't necessarily grow up on Rage, but obviously we loved them. And then touring with them was just like a next level experience. When you see that kind of experience, what they bring to the show, for us it was just mind blowing every night.
Every
and they
night.
Are so humble. Like you'd think they'd be like,
we are the biggest,
we're the openers, like who are you? It doesn't matter. But they were so welcoming and it was so refreshing. So, and also really supportive just for new music. Obviously Tom Morello's always like working with people like Grandson and collaborating and stuff. So like he's he's pretty incredible.
And we know Grandson here at K-Rock. I mean, he's a big friend of the show. And you guys are opening, you're supporting Grandson on some dates here in the US.
We just finished.
Yeah,
oh, like, you just finished.
Yeah,
okay.
Last week we was out with him and Royal and the Serpent, and that was really fun.
These are like, I love Royal. Royal's coming on the show in a couple of weeks. That's amazing. I didn't realize you were on that tour. That's crazy.
Yeah. There's 6 dates. Across Central, wasn't it?
Yeah, we joined like at the end of the tour.
Yeah.
So we had Oxymorons on the first leg and then we joined on the second half.
Oh, what a show. You guys have your own headlining show at, I believe, the Echoplex this week in LA.
Yes. Tomorrow night.
We'll talk about that and a whole heck of a lot more with Nova Twins here live. We'll also play Cleopatra, which if you're driving around, you got a little bit of drive till you get home. Keep it locked on K-Rock. Cleopatra's going to blow your mind. This song is just, it's like, it sounds too big for the radio. It's just a huge sounding song. Nova Twins are here live for the hour. So we're live on K-Rock, by the way. It's Kevin Kenny and Nova Twins are here. They are in LA for the first time ever. Tom Morello has called them the best band in the world you don't know about. And also they have, I mean, it goes down the line. Kerrang! Magazine loves them. They won Best UK Breakthrough Band in 2020 at the Heavy Music Awards. And they're gearing up for the album Supernova, which is scheduled for June. Is that up-to-date information?
Yes. June 17th.
Oh, we have a date. This is fantastic.
Yes.
How would you describe your sound? Because we've had all these critics describe your sound. How would you guys describe yourself to the K-Rock listener who doesn't know of Nova Twins yet?
I feel like we ended up calling it the Nova sound, which doesn't help anyone listening. But it's just a mixture of different genres. Like, we love obviously rock, but we have like hip hop elements, yeah, and even elements of like R&B.
Yeah.
Or it sounds really electronic, even though there's like no synths on the record. It's all like on massive pedal boards live.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that kind of like, you know, kind of like the Prodigy-esque kind of,
yeah,
energy of Brave,
absolutely,
kind of feel.
It definitely sounds like our journey with music, mm, or like through music, I guess. Like where you start off, we started off listening to like hip hop. That's what we were introduced to. Like soul, because our parents were listening to that, right, and your dad was listening to like jazz and,
yeah,
things. So, and then it was like, oh, a bit of glam rock, and then a bit of garage rock, and then a bit of like UK garage, which is very different, and then like pop, and then, you know, all of it just somehow went into our sound. And I think we just were quite naive when we started as a band. We just didn't really think about genres or what it is that we wanted to do or what people wanted. It was like, we just made a racket and then was like, we like this noise.
Yeah.
Let's keep going with it. And it just ended up being like that.
Yeah.
And that was just it. Just us two. And we was like, great.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, being in the States now, or at least LA for the very first time, are there any, you know, like stateside artists that you would love to work with or people that inspire you that, you know, maybe, ooh, part of our extended family here at K-Rock?
Have you heard of Horror? We really love Horror.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're signed to Travis Barker.
Oh, they're signed, sure, to him.
Yeah, it's like Horror, but it's spelled with nines, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're on DTA Records with Travis Barker.
Nice. Yeah, no, we've supported them once before at Underworld in Camden, in London. But they're really cool. And they're just like, they're great. They're a great two-piece, aren't they?
Yeah.
And they make a hell of a noise, put on an amazing show. And yeah, it's something that we've always been meaning to do anyway, so like we need to like actually like just do it.
Oh yeah. Have you ever gotten the, you know, Tom Morello of course is a huge fan of you guys, as we talked about. Have you ever gotten to the studio with Tom?
No, but he did say he wanted to collab, so, you
know, he's like, let's do it.
We'll be seeing him in LA, so
I was gonna say, DM him now, he's in town.
Yeah.
All right, we have more with Nova Twins coming up, including the first ever spin number one of Cleopatra right here on the world famous K-Rock. That's coming up in a matter of moments. We are live in studio with Nova Twins, who are laughing at me for air drumming. But it's good to have you guys here, and I'm so excited to press play on this song called Cleopatra. And just to set the stage, we want to know, like, you know, what went into the song. But over across the pond at BBC Radio, it's like the biggest radio station in the UK, and they have this feature called the hottest record in the world. And like every big name, household name, has been the hottest record in the world, and it's a real honor. And the UK and BBC Radio gave you guys that honor for this song.
Yeah, Clara Amfo, shout out to our girl.
Shout out to Clara. Came through, and yeah, we were just like, I think we screamed and we're going, yeah, mental when we found out, because
we didn't think a band like us, like, no, in terms of the style of music we play, would ever be like on,
yeah,
that kind of radio station, like, no, hot as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, we were just like so happy. We grew up listening to this show. Yeah. So, yeah. It was crazy.
Well, tell us about the Cleopatra. What can you tell us before we press play for the first time? What's the song about? How'd you write it?
Yeah, it's a celebration about your heritage, your culture, and just really kind of bringing people together, really. Yeah, we wrote it just after the BLM movement, and we just wanted to put something really positive out there and bring people together, because we were at the marches, and it was nice to see people just unify, and so that's where it came from, really. And like, I'm half Iranian Nigerian, Georgia's like Jamaican English, so we're like all around the world, really. So, and you can hear that in like the music, yeah, obviously in the lyrics and everything. So it's just, yeah, a big celebration of our families and,
wow,
friends.
Wow. Okay, incredible stuff. Now we're going to press play for the first time ever. This is spin number one, Mugs, on the world famous K-Rock. Cleopatra, Nova Twins. Check it out. There you have it. First time ever on the world famous K-Rock. Cleopatra from the Nova Twins. Do you guys ever listen to System of a Down?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're cool, yeah.
Yeah, just, they're great friends of ours at K-Rock. And there's almost like that, there's a little bit of a System flavor to that, which I think is kind of cool. But they're big fans of world music too, so I don't know if that was the connector. But guys, thank you so much for coming by. Thank you for playing that song for us. And was it June 17th, the album?
Yeah, Supernova.
Supernova. Very, very cool. Do we know how many songs? Have we announced stuff like that yet?
Yeah, there's...
track listings out.
Is it, oh, fantastic.
There's 10 songs and like a little intro.
Is, oh, 11? Nice.
It's 11, really.
It's 11 songs.
All right, very, very cool. All right, June 17th for Supernova. Over the album, Nova Twins. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having us. Like,
it's our first radio interview
ever in America.
In America.
There you go. Take that, BBC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.